Hi there, guys. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. That was Anecdotal Evidence, a podcast that was actually supposed to be played a little earlier today, but we have been running into a few technical difficulties, so I thought I'd give that some airtime right now. So that if you want to listen to more of those stories, they are playing on SoundCloud under Anecdotal Evidence. The other way you can get to... Sorry. Spilling over my words. The other way that you can listen to these stories is by going to actually one of their performances. So they do Anecdotal Evidence performances at the Railway Club very regularly. So that's a really cool opportunity to check them out too. Really great stories about science, Anecdotal Evidence. Alrighty, so today is 24 Hours of Student Power, in case anyone who's listening does not know that. This is something that I've been organizing for a couple months now. I'm really excited to bring to you 24 hours of student content. We've got tons of stuff going on today. We just had the Gender, Race, Sexuality, and Social Justice Undergrad Students Association, that's a long one, and the UBC Slam Society, and now we have the Commerce Undergrad Society. Jennifer and Ben are here. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun. We got started a little later because of the podcast, but we'll still have a great time in the studios today and hear a little bit about what you folks are all about.
Awesome.
So I think we'll just jump right in. What is the Commerce Undergrad Society? What do you guys do? What are you all about?
Yeah, definitely. So Ben and I will both talk on that, but the Commerce Undergraduate Society is mostly catered towards solder students, and so our whole focus is to bring value to our students, may that be from different conferences or clubs to, student involvement. And we also do our best with, academics. So it's really meant to, support our students. And we're composed of a board of director as well as an executive team. So I'm from the executive team. I'm the VP marketing. Ben over here is part of the board of directors for fourth year rep. So... yeah, Ben, why don't you talk about
Clubs? Yeah, I mean, I think the sort of three pillars that the Commerce Undergraduate Society, or CUS, tries to sort of promote is to have academic opportunities, professional opportunities, as well as a lot of social events, things for just students to connect. So I think it's really important for BCOMs to have that outlet. And then we have kind of a wide range of services, we call them. So yeah, different clubs, we'll mention a few today, anything from solder sports to some of our conferences to we have a biweekly beer garden. So pretty much everything in between.
Wow, fantastic. So what is exactly the difference between the board side and the executive side? Is it just sort of the age group of the people who are involved?
No, so the executives is more to do with the daily runnings of the Commerce Undergraduate Society. So in terms of the services and the different clubs, the executive team would oversee different portfolios. So we have the marketing portfolio, engagement, internal, external. So all of these is, that's the executive team. Ben can talk more about the board of directors because he's on board
for
that.
Sure. Yeah, and I was on the executive last year, and now I'm on the board, so it's kind of a very different experience. And I think, like Jen mentioned, it's a lot sort of less hands-on, I guess. At the board level, you're really all about the governance, so making decisions about policy, budgeting, that sort of stuff. And then the executives each kind of run one of their services. So all those things that we sort of mentioned briefly, for example, solder sports. There's solder health and wellness, the beer garden, all these other things. They kind of get split up amongst those six portfolios. And then the executives are really there to sort of help them run those services, give them any support, while the board sort of does more of an overhead governance, in general. And I guess it's kind of cool for students because depending on what they're looking for, they can kind of try something different. So students who want to be more hands-on and really work directly with the services have that outlet. And if you want to kind of see how a budget is made, how people vote, in sort of a more formalized meeting, then there's that kind of opportunity as well.
Robert's rules.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's, I mean,
if you're into that.
Yeah, no, I've done the Robert's rules thing again. It is before. I mean, it is an interesting experience to be a part of that and to know how kind of this almost democratic bureaucratic system of governance works. It's really interesting. And so you folks really sound like the Commerce Society. You know, the way you're very organized, everything's about your portfolios. Yeah. It's very cool to see the way that it's kind of reflected in the work that you do, as well as just your organization. It's kind of, it's very, very, very cool. I mean, I don't know. I haven't talked much with, like, the Arts Undergrad Society or something, but I have a feeling that it wouldn't quite be the same.
Yeah, I guess we run a pretty tight ship, eh?
it sounds like it. Right? And you're, like, really pumped on this whole Roberts Rules thing.
Yeah, we're just excited about it. You're like, oh, my God, these people are crazy.
You know, budgets, they're my favorite. I love them. Yeah. So what do you find is the biggest challenge that you've had in your experiences working with these groups?
Yeah, I can certainly speak to that. I think like a big thing generally sort of at an organizational level is just trying to strike a balance between, you know, wanting to have professional opportunities, academic stuff, but just having fun, I think, in general. Not so much a challenge because it's really easy to have fun, but just really trying to inject it into sort of every, I guess, every level or every aspect of kind of what we do. Trying to make everyone feel included, as always. I think it's just always something that we kind of work towards.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this year's, you know, been big for that, trying to even have fun in the sense now we have our Health and Wellness Committee, or HEWE, H-E-W-E for short. And they've sort of been...
See, you love that.
Yeah.
You love that. You're like, yeah,
we're like, yes.
We love them here at Sauter.
Yeah, and so it's sort of a cool challenge to undertake to really try and involve everyone and make sure everyone's just having a good time in sort of their school experience, which we all know is stressful. And, you know, and then now, of course, on campus, we're trying to tackle some of these mental health things. So it's a great challenge, I think, for all of us that we want to do is make sure people are really just enjoying their experience, having an outlet to meet people, having fun, even though it gets really kind of stressful when you can become so involved.
Absolutely, and especially around this time of the year, right? This is kind of where everyone starts cracking a little
Definitely.
Bit.
Definitely.
So it's great that you guys have those. And that's a new program that you have involved, is this Health and Wellness.
Year it is. So it's a new service under the engagement portfolio. And so some of the things that they do is every month they have HEWE Eats. So literally all the students, they have the opportunity to come down during one day of the month, and they'll have food that are healthy for you, so salads to like quinoa to like fruits. So they have a whole meal for you. Just bring a container and donation. Other things they do, like making smoothies, and right now they're doing wellness or care packages for our students come exam time. So
we love them.
Yeah, basically, like they're the holy grail of like they make us smile. They make us really enjoy school, even with, you know, the added stress of
absolutely exams. And that sounds fantastic, a care package. What does that exactly involve?
Care packages, we get sponsorship for these care packages, and so things that go into it, it's like soap, or it's things to like get you through the exam.
Yeah.
So like highlighters and little like treats
and snacks.
So it's really just like a little pick me up for these people, because you know sometimes you don't get that chance to like, you know, have a little break.
Absolutely.
You know,
for these students lying on the floor just
lost
all hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And you can get to that point, absolutely. And that's so sweet, because even just this sort of gesture that someone else is thinking about you,
exactly.
Even in
the
like general sense, and like here's a gift for you to kind of get through, that's very sweet that's an opportunity that that students have. And so what kind of mandate do you follow? Do you have like a certain sort of goals in mind, certain sort of pointed idea of what you're trying to accomplish in your year?
Definitely. This year, our president, so she's Vanessa Lau. So she's set three core values or pillars, and they stem from inclusivity, unity, and also involvement.
Yeah,
I believe.
That sounds right. Yeah.
And so
it's a quiz.
Yeah,
I know. In the back of my in the back of my mind, they're like, oh, better not get this wrong. But from those three, UND, it's again what Ben has touched on. It's making sure all of our students are involved. They feel a part of this society of solder. And so we're doing the best that we can, from conferences to services like Kiwi, just really making sure that everyone has that opportunity. And from involvement, it's of course, you know, letting people know that there are different ways to get involved. So making that known through either the right channels on social media or just word of mouth, guerrilla marketing, that's really important, because in solder, a lot of people, to be able to kind of work in the real world, they need a starting point. And the starting point is definitely in solder, through our different clubs, through different activities, and also network. So networking is super important here in business. So
absolutely.
And the last one, what was that?
Well, involvement, I think we touched on them.
Yeah. There might have been one, but for the most part, we feel that the COS is definitely going forward with really bringing value to our students. So that's really the core behind like everything that we do. So really just making sure that, and at the end of the day, it's like, is this providing value? You know, is what we're doing going to really affect them and bring a positive change and really leave the COS, you know, better than what it's been before? I mean, it's been great before, but it's like, how can we improve, and making innovation like a key component to that, and focusing that on with our students.
I think there have been big changes this year. So.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, that's exactly, it can be great, but why not try to make it even better?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so you talked about some of your events that you do, like the beer gardens.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about some of the events that you run.
Yeah, for sure. I love going to, it's called Poits. It's our beer garden bi-weekly. They've done a lot of, they've had an awesome team this year. So we've had a lot of cool sort of different variations of that, of that beer garden.
Coming up, we have like Poitsmas coming up. Yeah.
So aww. Christmas. They teamed up with SUS here in the Algora, and they had Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
really
they
cool.
did. So
all right,
neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like one that I as an exec last year, like, I worked with a bunch of the conferences. So, for example, students love our Me Inc. conference. Me Inc. is called, and it's really just an opportunity to get involved and find out about what their interests are, whatever those might be, professionally, otherwise.
So Me Inc. kind of touches on, like, all the different avenues you can go into, because what's different with solder is you don't declare until you're end of second year. So in the first 2 years, it's really a chance for the students to explore and understand. So whether that be marketing, finance, accounting, real estate, entrepreneurship, Me Inc. kind of have people from these industries come in and talk on, you know, what they actually do and what they love about it. So yeah, it's really an opportunity for the students to understand.
Cool. An opportunity, to learn more about what you're getting into, because I think that's a bit of a struggle with a lot of students.
Oh, yeah.
Show up and they're like, I'm here. Oh, wait, what am I actually going to do here?
Exactly. Yeah, totally. So we try our best through our different conferences.
Absolutely. That's
and,
pretty exciting.
Yeah. So, and other things we have, it's like Imprint for marketing, branding, NIBC for banking and finance, NSCC for national strategy and case comps. So...
It's a never dull moment. Never dull moment of commerce.
Yeah, pretty much.
It doesn't sound like it.
A lot of money, too.
Yeah. I used to work in the commerce little cafe there in my first year.
Oh, and the solder cafe.
Yeah, the first semester of my first year, and then I broke my hand. And also, kind of a good excuse because I wasn't a very good employee and didn't really enjoy it very much. But anyways, I thought it was really fascinating. I don't know why, to watch kind of all the commerce people go by and all the action going on.
Running around.
It's a busy building. I mean, and a very involved building. I found
definitely
that with all the, there was a huge lineup usually, and everyone would be chatting.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
You know, chatting with profs and all this sort of, there's a lot of like community-based style.
So it's Sauter High School.
Yeah, in a way.
It is definitely. A bit, yeah. Especially because you are one of the smaller faculties, mm-hmm. right?
And we do have our own building, and it's...
Yeah.
I just actually love that community. Now that you've mentioned it, it's like I can see my friends every single day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes even if we're in different, you know, like streams now or options, it's like we can still see each other.
Yeah. Meet you on this floor.
Yeah. Or like we have a lounge actually. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but our lounge, we have a pool table, we have free coffee and drinks. It's like a place for people to just kind of like interact. And I think that's a big part of, you know, being a Sauter student. Mm-hmm. It's like the friends that you make, it really continues on.
The networking aspect too. And not just networking in the formal sense, but networking in terms of like personal relationships. Mm-hmm. I think is something that's very fostered there. Well, not to sound too cheesy radio, but we are going to be back after this break. I'm just going to play a couple ads and we'll be back with the Commerce, Jennifer and Ben from the Commerce Undergrad Society to talk more with them.
Ever wondered what a 7-foot-tall menorah looks like? Well, Chabad at UBC and Hillel BC are bringing a wonderful Hanukkah event and want to celebrate with you. Join us at The Nest on Monday, December 7th from 4:30 to 5:30 for grand menorah lighting. Dr. Martha Piper will be our guest of honor. There'll be donuts, latkes, chocolate gelt, and much more. See you all then, and we wish you and yours a very happy Hanukkah.
British Columbia is beautiful. We have lush rainforests, oceans of powder snow-capped mountains, flower fireworks and alpine meadows, and friendly people. Take a well-deserved break from studying and join us, the Varsity Outdoor Club, on a hike, trail run, rock climb, ski tour, or paddle trip. Trips start from $0, no experience necessary, just enthusiasm. Check us out online, ubc-voc.com.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, 24 hours of student power. My name is Lucy, and we're here with Ben and Jennifer from the Commerce Undergrad Society. Just wrapping up, you touched a little bit upon some of the changes that have happened this year, and I wanted to just see if you could talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so one thing is I think we're really trying to build our relationships and connect with the folks at the Sauter School. So in things like there's the Sauter Undergraduate Office, the Business Career Center, of course, in Sauter. And we're really just trying to get to know those people better and see how we can, run events with them, do that sort of thing. I'd say overall the vibe I feel this year, and I've sort of been involved in board and exec and that stuff for 3 years now, it's really just to, like, work really hard but have a lot of fun with people. Like, we're always in the office. We're, like, teasing each other, having a good time. We'll make memes of each other. Like, it gets pretty ridiculous. So it's been really fun. Like, between all the hard work and sort of the stress of school, I just love hanging out with everyone in the CUS.
Yeah.
So I'd say those are the big changes. Just having it's probably a little sillier the way we are sometimes this year. And I love it. I think it's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it either.
Fantastic. And so if anyone's interested in getting more involved with Commerce Undergrad Society or wants to hear about more about your events, where can we contact you?
Definitely. So we're online for the most part, and you can reach us with www.cus.ca, as well as our Facebook and different social medias. It's CUS Online. And in terms of where we're located, we're actually, so you can find us, the CUS board and executives. We're on the second floor of the Sauter building, and it's the student lounge. So we have
a little
office.
The room with the pool table.
Yeah, it's like right beside the pool table. So have a game and then come by and say hi.
Say hi. Absolutely. Say hi to Jennifer and Ben. It was so great to have you guys on
the
show.
Thank you for having us, Lucy.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Awesome. So later on tonight for 24 Hours of Student Power, we are having two bands on tonight, Cheap Flavor and Melt. I'm going to just take a little break before we are joined by the UBC Mediation Club to play a song by Melt. This is Melt with Down Below.
Take me down below, won't you please take me.